Hey everyone, this is Scott Ferrioli from dvc-rental.com and buyandselldvc.com. We just want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. As a reminder, we do have some last minute deals on the deals section of our website. So just go to dvc-rental.com, click on the deals section, and you can find many reservations between 40 and 70% off of Disney's prices.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, Stacey Nyman. Miss Stacey, how are you?
I am very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, did I put the Miss Stacey, like we're co-teaching a classroom of kids,
yes,
and you became Miss Stacey?
Yes. All right. For sure. That was like a blast from the past.
Okay, so here's what we've got for everybody today. In addition to what we're going to talk about, what's good in our life, we're going to become festive today. And we're going to talk about food and Thanksgiving and the current offerings at Walt Disney World as far as Thanksgiving specialties go. We're going to hit every park. We're going to hit Disney Springs. We're going to hit a lot of the resorts. And we're going to give credit to the Diz because we pulled the information from their site largely. But this is all about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving-type foods at the Walt Disney World Resort. Really appropriate if you're vacationing this week or you're vacationing next week at Walt Disney World, because a lot of these dishes kind of expire themselves towards the end of November, so you may not see them come December. So we want to make sure we got this out to you in a timely fashion.
But also, this will be good, too, if you're ever planning on going to Walt Disney World over, yes, Thanksgiving, because it's going to probably be similar.
Right. So as we start talking about the menus, we're going to pick just a few of the things. We're not going to go into depth for each one of the parks, because let's assume turkey is going to be on every one of these menus, but it might just be a limited time or might be a special version of that. But let's push our plates away for the meantime here, and let's talk about what's good in our life. Stacey, what do you got?
So we have an extra person in our house this week because Sophie just got home from school from Tampa. So she came in yesterday. So it's really nice to have her home. And we're going to be heading to the Magnificent Mile Lights Parade tomorrow downtown Chicago in the freezing cold. But yes, it's cool because there's like lots and lots of Disney touches. I think it's sponsored by Disney. So usually there's like a Disney bus on the parade. Minnie and Mickey are there. They actually lead the lights. They're the ones who kind of announce when the lights are going to be turned on Michigan Avenue. So it's very, very Disney, and it's super fun. So we're just going to bundle up and hope for the best and have tons of fun. So I'll take some pictures and post them to the Facebook group.
You do this every year. I remember you going every single year, and I'm like, I should hoard in on that and just.
You should.
But then again, I realized it's cold.
It's real cold. And so this is going to be probably the coldest year, but that we've ever gone down. But I figured there's no bad weather. There's only bad clothing choices. That's like a Swedish phrase. Did you know that? It's like something.
No.
So, and it's, I'm sure, said in a much more elegant way that Swedes do. And I can say that because I'm Swedish. I, you know, I'm allowed to make fun of my.
Yes.
My mother tongue.
It's understood. If you're a nationality, you can make fun of your own nationality. Don't make fun, exactly, of anybody else's, but that's understood.
Exactly. So, let's fingers crossed that that's actually true, because I don't like being cold.
Okay.
How about you? What's good in your life?
Well, I got two things. First thing is not necessarily what's good in my life. The second one is, but I did a rewatch of a Marvel movie that I did not like the first time through. And you know what? I loved it on the second time through. And the funny thing is, it's not a really popular Marvel movie. I forced myself to rewatch the movie The Eternals. Have you seen The Eternals, Stacey?
Oh, I think I did see The Eternals.
Okay.
I've seen like three Marvel movies. I think that might be one of them.
You need to have you need to have some in-depth like knowledge of Marvel Cinematic Universe to appreciate the movie Eternals.
That's what I remember that. I remember being like, I need to know more before I really understand this movie. So
yeah, it was a little spacey to start off with, and it was on the heels of characters we loved, you know, but I didn't grab it the first time. I rewatched it and I loved it. There is so many storylines laid for future like Marvel movies that I just must have just went right past the first time. So if you've not watched the Eternals the first time, it's a 6. On the second time, it was like an 8.5 out of 10, maybe even a 9. I so thoroughly enjoyed the rewatch on it. So give it a second chance. And there was a part. So if you've seen Endgame, have you seen Avengers Endgame, Stace?
I don't think so.
Okay. It is the finale of everything they built up for the first 10 years of the Marvel Cinematic Universe to this epic battle. And what made it unique in the start was they have a typical Marvel movie opening music, and it'll play dun, 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 and it'll show you like the Marvel like lettering, and they played a different song. It was Dear Mr. Fantasy of that movie, and it automatically set the tone for the movie that it was something special and something unique, like a different opening music to it. In the Eternals, there was a scene where this Cersei, who is one of the Eternals, hands a dagger to a little boy, and it plays the song Time by Pink Floyd. So it wasn't the Marvel movie. Oh my gosh, my face nearly melted. It was so perfect in that scene. Like, it gave me goosebumps just thinking about that scene and how it played into the opening. So again,
that's very cool.
I loved it. Very cool. Let's talk about something that's cool in practicality, not necessarily in preparation. So we are recording the show on Friday for a Monday release. The reason why we're not recording the show on a Sunday or on the Monday for Monday release is I am going for a colonoscopy. So nothing is wrong with me, as far as I know. So I'm going to state that right there. The colonoscopy prep will take place on Sunday, and the actual procedure will take place on Monday. So the old wacky Chris and the dazed Chris, it might make for a good recording, but it won't make for a good show on Monday.
And is this your first colonoscopy?
So I'm going to stand in my soapbox right here saying, yes, I advocated for it for myself when I was 45. It didn't happen, but it's happening now at 47. Good. My doctor actually put me off for a few years because all my test results have always been really good. But I have advocated for myself. I want this to happen because I want to have early detection. If you've listened to our show, we have a beloved family in our Facebook group. It's John Kroll. It's Katie Kroll. He's a host of the Disney Ducks podcast. But John is a sweetheart, and Katie's even sweeter. And I'll just put it out there. She's stage 4 colorectal right now at this point, and she's fighting that fight every single day. Early detection is the key. And I don't want to say it. I don't want to be a stupid talking head without doing it. So I pushed, and you're your own best advocate. If you're a man or a woman past 40, it should be on your radar. If you're past 45, it should be happening. So
absolutely. And if you have any family history, also, correct, you should be talking to your doctor. Because I'm on like sometimes every year plan, sometimes every 3 year plan, depending on what they find. They've been finding something the whole time. So, I'm very glad, because if I hadn't had very early colonoscopies, I would be probably in trouble within the next year or two. Know your family history, ask questions if you don't know your family history, because it should be, and it changes all the time. But I believe it's 10 years if you have a parent who had a precancerous polyp, 10 years earlier than what they found it. So my kids will be in their 20s when they should start thinking about going to do these tests. So
there's nothing taboo, there's nothing embarrassing. Guys, girls, get it done. You got one responsibility when you're an adult, and that's to make sure that your spouse and your family have you around for many years and you're doing the right thing. So be that example and get it done. So your buddy Chris is going to do it. I'll save you all from the details on Sunday, though, afterwards.
I have a fun colonoscopy story for you, though.
I love fun colonoscopy stories.
And it involves the Dubs. I don't know if you remember this, but like when I first joined the team, I think that my first official podcast as one of the co-hosts was the day I had colonoscopy prep for colonoscopy the next day. And I had been at a cheerleading competition all day, only eating clear liquids. So I had all this like white grape juice and everything. And I got the most massive migraine of my life that day. And I was too afraid to ask you guys if we could reschedule the podcast. I mean, I wasn't afraid, but I was just like, this is our first one. I don't know. And I was miserable. I can remember muting the podcast while we were talking, taking it away from my ear because I just couldn't. And I think we had a guest on too. Oh my gosh. I was so miserable. So it's so smart that you're.
Did we yell at you, Stacey, about doing that? Did we yell at you and say, what are you recording for? What's wrong with
you? I think I told you at the very end. I think it was like when we were like winding down and starting to chat. And I was like, you guys, I have to go. So. It was
the entire collective audience was waiting for like this giant molten lava story, and we got the migraine. Stace.
I know. But okay. Yeah, no, I can tell you lots of those other stories too, but
okay. All right. So let's segue from molten lava and colonoscopy to Thanksgiving, which in a way kind of parlays nicely amongst each other, yeah, right?
It can.
So here's what we have. We have Thanksgiving at Walt Disney World. So when you think of Thanksgiving, you're thinking of things like turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing and gravy and rolls. And yeah, where do you find that, right? You're on vacation, but where do you find that at Walt Disney World? What if you got it? You just need that. I don't know if you remember, Stacey, what was one of my ideas in one of the build your own resort shows was I was thinking of a colony, like a 13 colonies type colony where they serve Thanksgiving dinner every night. But
like, yeah, they kind of do that at the Magic Kingdom, which is, I think, what you're going to talk about first.
Well, here we go. So we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom. So, and again, some of these locations serve Thanksgiving dinner and it's traditional. Some of them have a unique touch. So we're not going to literally say this restaurant has turkey, stuffing, potatoes, but we're going to make sure we touch base on some of the highlights here. But let's say you're at Magic Kingdom on Thanksgiving Day, or even in this case, pretty much all the time. You go to Liberty Tree Tavern, right? So they've got family-style traditional Thanksgiving meals, right? They serve it 365 days per year, so you could literally have it every day of the year. Roast turkey, pot roast, pork roast, mashed potatoes, vegetables, herb stuffing, and macaroni and cheese. For dessert, you get ooey gooey toffee cake, which is vanilla toffee cake, chocolate sauce, and vanilla ice cream, okay? Now, cranberry sauce isn't listed, it says, in the menu, but don't hesitate to ask your server because occasionally they have it. So you can get it every single day if you're at the Magic Kingdom, 365 days a year.
Perfect.
Let's say you're not the Magic Kingdom, though, Stace. Let's say you're at Epcot. Where do you go for some Thanksgiving action?
Well, Epcot has a few more options for you, and I'm going to list, I'm just going to go ahead and list where you can find things and the dates that they're available, and then just some highlights for each one. The first one is American Holiday Table, and it's available November 25th through December 30th, so all through the holidays. They're offering just a traditional Thanksgiving menu there. Beer Garden, only available on November 24th, which is Thanksgiving. They include turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing. I'm assuming that they're going to have everything else as well. Coral Reef Restaurant, not what you think about when you think about Thanksgiving, but that's available Thanksgiving weekend, the 24th through the 26th. One of the highlights there, aside from their Thanksgiving plate, is they're offering a pumpkin pie tart with whipped cream and salted caramel mousse, which sounds delightful. Garden Grill, which oftentimes has Thanksgiving-ish food. They have a special Thanksgiving dinner available only on Thanksgiving. The normal turkey, but also apple cake with caramelized apples and streusel. Le Cellier offers a turkey plate, only available on Thanksgiving. And then Refreshment Port, which is available Thanksgiving. Actually, it's November 25th, so you can't. It doesn't look like you can get it on Thanksgiving. November 25th through December 30th, unless it's a typo. They have turkey poutine, which sounds really cool. Although, if you listened to last week, Chris's
what the heck?
Chris's feelings on poutine. I know. French fries with turkey gravy, cranberry relish, and crispy onion. So it's like kind of like a Thanksgiving right there, all on your French fries. But they have a specialized drink there, the pumpkin spice ginger cocktail. And then finally at Epcot, rounding up is Sunshine Seasons, only available on November 24th. They have the rotisserie turkey, which is, that's kind of a different thing. We haven't seen that on here. And then a caramel cremo with apple compote. So there's a lot of new desserts that are being listed here, a lot of fall type desserts in Epcot. I'd be tempted just to go and just do a, just forget the protein. Just let's go and get all the desserts.
So that's my question to you is, okay, so it's been like 17 and a half years since I had Thanksgiving dinner in a traditional sense. Uh-huh. But like if you have a well-cooked turkey, not well done, but like a really good cooked turkey, uh-huh, turkeys are very similar, right? Like, yeah, like last year's turkey and 5 years ago's turkey, it's all taste about the same. But it's really where the desserts is where like, yes, Thanksgiving meal shines. Everything
and
else
like
is
sides and stuff. Yeah.
Like it's nostalgia food, like a, right? It's exactly memory food.
Okay. But here's the thing. Like I like just plain turkey, like just kind of basted and coming out of the oven and just kind of being plain. I don't like all the spices and seasonings on it. I like the sides to kind of add the flavors to it, to the meal. So like when we went to Liberty Tree last time, like just this past, I was like, I don't know if I really like this turkey. So, so just know that if you're going to restaurants, you might get a variety of different types of turkey here. Then again, you might just get plain turkey. We don't know. Let us know if you hit up any of these places.
Stacey, did you have memories as a kid of like your mom and dad making like Thanksgiving dinner?
No, because we, my dad is a hunter. So he grew up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So deer hunting season is during the week of Thanksgiving. And okay, so his birthday is this week as well. So for his birthday present every year, my mom would allow him to go up to the UP and spend time with his family just by himself and hang out there. So for Thanksgiving, my mom and I would usually be like ordering out or having some, like, but it was still special. It was still like, you know, we'd rent a movie or something. But like I didn't do traditional Thanksgiving until Scott's family, who does it huge. So that's where my memories kind of start with that.
Nice. I remember my dad using all the parts of the turkey, even the parts that like no human being should consume.
Uh-huh.
Like dad, that's a neck. Dad, that's heart. What are you doing with that? Like that stuff should just go in the garbage and like try
to
like.
He's like, they include it. Might as well use it.
Meanwhile, I'm a 17 and a half year vegetarian.
Anyway, I was going to say, that's probably why you're a vegetarian.
Let's just go. All right.
You can trace it back.
Let's say you're in Hollywood Studios. So you can go to the Hollywood Brown Derby, available on Thanksgiving only, which is just the standard. It's carved turkey breast with cornbread, apple sage stuffing. And just the complete compliment there. You can go to Hollywood and Vine as well, too. They have a Thanksgiving add-ons to the buffet. So if you get the buffet at Hollywood and Vine, you can also get turkey breast, gravy, stuffing, and relish. You can go to Primetime, 50s Primetime on Thanksgiving, and you can get the holiday plate, which is turkey breast, turkey gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green beans, and mashed potatoes. So it only seems like at Hollywood Studios, it's that day. It's one day and one day only at these locations.
Yep, that makes sense. All right, we're moving on to Animal Kingdom. And the first one is Restaurantosaurus, which is doing something a little bit differently. Restaurantosaurus is a quick service there. And only on Thanksgiving, they're doing an open-faced turkey sandwich, which is grilled multigrain bread with roasted garlic mayonnaise or mayonnaise, cornbread dressing, smoked turkey, herb gravy, cranberry sauce served with a side of french fries. So that's an interesting twist there. That's kind of like the day after Thanksgiving.
Stacey, let me interrupt you. Are you a Thanksgiving like leftover turkey sandwich eater?
But I definitely like the leftovers. And a fun fact about me, Thanksgiving is really one of the only meals that I will mix food. I'm very much a keep your food separate on your plate, don't let them touch person. But for some reason with Thanksgiving food, I can kind of put a bite of each thing on a fork, which is
really
very strange. Yeah. But
okay, how about mayonnaise or Miracle Whip on a turkey sandwich if you had a choice?
I'd probably do Miracle Whip.
Oh my gosh.
I know, but that's only on turkey. I don't know, because I think that there's probably because the turkey that I eat is not super seasoned like we've already established, and that kind of adds the zest, you know what I mean? Stacey, but I don't. I would
mayonnaise
typically
on my mayonnaise. Just so you know,
I typically wouldn't have a sandwich though.
Okay. Lucille eats the same way that you do. Things can't be touched on the plate. Yeah. Like it grosses her out. No. My plate looks like Avengers Endgame, like the final battle where things
are. Yeah, no, I don't like it. But Thanksgiving, it's fair game.
Okay.
So Thule Canteen has a few different things. They have a Thanksgiving bowl. You know, they're famous for their bowls. And this adds turkey to the bowl of grilled beef. There's also, and then there's another bowl. There's a Thanksgiving turkey bowl, which is just turkey. Oh my goodness, this is what I would be going for. The pumpkin cream cheese mousse with chocolate cookie crumbles, pumpkin spice, and boba pearls. That is available November 22nd through 27th.
All these have boba in them, Stacey.
Oh yeah, they do. Definitely. They all have their traditional boba.
That's pretty crazy in the bowl.
Are you a boba fan?
Well, if it's in the drink, like, yeah, but I'm not, I'm not like, hey, I need to add boba, you know, to this meal, but interesting.
All right. And then Tiffin's, we know Tiffin's is a favorite of our buddy Pete Pontecorvo, only available on Thanksgiving Day. They have a special soup, a roasted calabasas soup. They have a turkey meal, which is turkey breast, fine herbed whipped potato, maple glazed carrots. It seems like a pretty traditional turkey meal, but it's called turkey roulade, so it sounds extra fancy. And then they have a apple pie cheesecake there, which is with cranberry sauce. Tusker House, they have their traditional buffet, but they have some add-ons on Thanksgiving only, traditional turkey and Thanksgiving add-ons there.
Okay, so let's take you to the Springs. And before we even start going through the Springs here, I probably should state that if you're going to be down at Walt Disney World next weekend and you're listening to the show, it might be too late already, but you're going to flip open that My Disney Experience app and you're going to look for a reservation ASAP because like, this is Thanksgiving Day. Every place is going to be really crowded. If you're like, hey, I'm just going to casually walk in, it's like, that's not going to happen.
No.
You need to make a reservation for Thanksgiving Day. And probably this entire week, you're going to want to make sure you have secured a reservation because it's going to be very crowded. So just as an FYI.
And also note that when we were down in October, restaurants were not allowing people to come up and ask at the restaurant anymore if they have any availability. Everything has to be done through the app. So you can add yourself to kind of like a wait list for restaurants if it's available. Sometimes the wait list is even closed. But they told us, at least at Beaches and Cream when we went, that they don't even have they can't even see it anymore. It's all done through the app. So,
And good tip here on the Diz's page here, www.info.com. It says that if you can't get a reservation through the My Disney Experience, go to OpenTable because a lot of those restaurants use OpenTable, which is a good tip. Cassandra Callahan actually. I shouldn't state this because Cassandra Callahan's like, Chris, do you have an open table app? No. She's like, you're a knucklehead. Let me create you. So she literally created me an open table. So thank goodness she's watching out for me. Anyways, City Works Eatery and Poorhouse, available on Thanksgiving only, has herb roasted turkey and slow roasted prime rib. Okay. So they have a standard like Thanksgiving meal and a little upscale meal. Chef Art Smith's Homecoming has a Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. The ultimate leftover sandwich piling stuffing, cranberry sauce, and roast turkey breast. Are you a, like you mentioned Peter before, Peter was never a savory, sweet guy combination dude. Sweet, savories in the same bite, same plate? Yes.
So this only on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That's so weird. I don't really like it otherwise.
Okay. Everglaze Donuts and Cold Brew has a Thanksgiving donut. Stacey, without looking, what would be on a Thanksgiving donut?
Okay.
Please tell me no turkey.
I'm gonna say,
no necks.
Thanksgiving donut is going to have some sort of a pumpkin base to it. And it's going to, and this place, have you ever been there to that place?
I have not.
Their donuts are insane.
Heather Lee seems to like that.
Yeah, they're insane. Okay. So I'm going to say there's going to be mousse on top of it. There's going to be lots of crumblings of like chocolate stuff. Shavings and glaze poured over the whole thing.
All right. So this looks healthy. It's called a Thanksgiving donut. It's an over the top. The words over the top are the third, fourth, and fifth words.
They don't even need to say that.
Sweet potato casserole pecan pie mashup with cinnamon sugar dusted sweet potato fries, crunchy candied pecans, and sweet salty bacon. And that crowns a plump glazed donut that is finished with a marshmallow cream drizzle.
Wow.
It's also called the Widowmaker. You know,
yeah. Mine was like a baby donut compared to that one.
Okay. But let's be honest. If you're down there for Thanksgiving, you're a gourmand anyways. You're looking for food. This is you. All right. Planet Hollywood on Thanksgiving has a feast. Had Planet Hollywood with the crew back in February. Mm-hmm. Wasn't quite sure what to expect. Loved it.
I've heard really good things about it.
Yeah, loved it. They do also have prime rib. Raglan Road on Thanksgiving has a butter and herb roasted turkey, roasted garlic mashed potatoes, duck fat roasties. What is roasty? What do you think roasty is?
I have no idea, but it involves duck fat. That's all I know. Duck fat.
Honey glazed carrots, bacon braised Brussels sprouts, stuffing. STK has roasted free range turkey. The standard with Yukon Gold mashed potatoes and spiced pumpkin pie. The first chime in for essentially just what is traditional pumpkin pie.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Wine Bar George, they have a Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving, and Grilled Delmonico, which also includes potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and a bone marrow glaze. So those are the places that offer specific Thanksgiving options at Disney Springs. So, let's say you're a homebody, right? You're down there and you're like, I'm not getting involved with this craziness. Where are you going to go at your resorts?
So if you're going to look at, if you're just going to be at your resort and you want to just do quick service, maybe you're at a value resort, maybe you're at another resort and you wanted to head out to the values or any of the normal food courts in the resorts, most of them will have some sort of Thanksgiving meals there. There is a special cupcake that you can find at almost every one of these resorts. I'm just going to go through the list real quick. There's the All Stars, Landscape of Flavors, Caribbean Beach, Pop, Riverside. And then there's Thanksgiving dinner, which is very typical Thanksgiving dinner, like we've been talking about, at all of those same places, but also places like Contempo Cafe, Captain Cook's, at the Polynesian, the Artist Palettes at Saratoga Springs, Roaring Fork, about 15 resorts, right?
And you could mobile order this one.
And this is my favorite one, and it's so cute, and you should look it up. It's the pumpkin tart. It's a classic pumpkin tart with whipped cream, and it's like, it looks like a little turkey, and it's just so cute. And you can find that at most of those places as well. Then there's a special, actually that was, I take that back. I was reading ahead. The cute little pumpkin thing is actually a monk cake, and you can find that at the All Stars Sports. It's strange that that's the only place where that is. But you should still look it up. It's called the Gobble Wobble Bunk Cake, and it's just so cute.
Well, I have no doubt that this pumpkin tart, classic pumpkin tart with whipped cream, is going to be really, really dang good too.
Yes. You know? Well, I love pumpkin tarts. So,
all right. You're at Animal Kingdom Lodge, right? So you're thinking it's going to be traditional Thanksgiving mixed with African flair. And that is in fact what it is. At BOMA, they have Thanksgiving enhancements. So you got your buffet, which is, I know for the cost, it might not be the cheapest buffet, but it's the best buffet on property. It's amazing. BOMA is just outstanding.
It's great.
But they offer traditional Thanksgiving food with an African twist, including carved turkey, turkey gravy, Doro Wat, I don't know what that is, cornbread stuffing, cranberry chutney, and candied fufu. Stacy?
I love some candied fufu.
I know you do. I know you're a big fan. Chico, the cooking place. We got Thanksgiving Day Feast on November 24th. So I hate to go and even say these words because I'm going to make a mistake out of this. But turkey breast ballotine. You got Doro Wat, haricot verts, which is vegetables. You got butternut nopi, Yukon Gold mashed potatoes. You know, long
live. I know what those are.
Long live the Yukon Gold. You know, russet and whatnot and red. That's like peasant food. Give me the Yukon Gold.
No kidding.
Give me the good stuff, right? Sanaa's got available on November 24th, Thanksgiving Day. Again, almost the exact same thing with some ginger, cardamom, cranberries, but a complete Thanksgiving meal with the turkey. The Mara has mobile order available. Again, if you're down there with your kids, or if you just don't want to deal with the madness, because it is going to be a madhouse, get that mobile ordering going. It's good. You can get a complete dinner at the Mara, and you can get the Mara's pumpkin patch, which is pumpkin mousse and a cranberry like gel topping there. And by the looks of it, well, actually, that's not it. But by the sound of it, it looks pretty dang good.
Yeah. All right. And then we are going over to, there's a couple of special desserts that you can get at Art of Animation and Landscape of Flavors. Okay. I'm going to mention these pictures are confusing to me. Okay. So I'm going to mention this maple pot de creme, which is maple infused pot de creme, chantilly cream, and sugared cookie leaves. That's another really fun one to look up. And because it's the little sugared cookie leaves look just like real leaves and they're really, really fun. Do you want me to do Beach Club as well?
Stacey, if there's one thing I know in this world is that the Beach Club and Cape May and the Marketplace, those pictures, that description was made for you.
Yes, that's why I wanted to do it. Yes, because that picture was the one that I really wanted to talk about. And then I was like, that wasn't the right picture. So Beaches and Cream. Okay, so they have an open-faced Thanksgiving sandwich, which is what you'd think it would be. But I really want to point out that they have a pumpkin pie shake. Look this up, please. It's a salted caramel shake with caramel drizzle. I don't know. Do you say caramel or do you say caramel?
It's not caramel. My wife says caramel. I always correct her. It's caramel.
Okay, I say caramel. So salted caramel shake with caramel drizzle, sprinkles, and a whole honking slice of pumpkin pie on the top. Now, this is something that I would buy so happily and be like, I got this shake. It's amazing. And I would have like three bites and be like, I can't eat anymore because it looks like it's just very, very rich. But it's really fun. And it looks like it comes in a reusable cup, but pro tip on these cups, don't put them in the dishwasher because they like shrink up real fast. So hand wash them only. Cape May Cafe has the buffet enhancements with the traditional holiday meal favorites. Beach Club Marketplace has a whole bunch of different desserts that you can get. There's a pumpkin cream cheese swirl muffin. There's pumpkin trifle. They have Thanksgiving sandwich and then a whole meal that you can get. So you can, and for that one, it says it's perfect for a family of four, which is, I think, the first time we've seen something like this where you can it says it's available on November 24th for pre-order only, but it looks like it's something that you can just kind of take to your room and you have your meal to go. So it has all the normal Thanksgiving food items. And that's just so, it seems like it'd be so easy.
Hang on, you bury the lead here. I'm a little angry with you.
What I do?
The word of this pumpkin trifle, you didn't even describe it, but like it sounds amazing. I've seen trifle at your house, and we have trifle at our house all the time because my sister-in-law makes it with a banana one. It's amazing.
Oh.
So let's come on now. You got to.
Okay.
Gotta,
and I also should have said that these, those two desserts are available all month. So November 1st through the 27th, which by now we're almost done with them, but that's okay. So the pumpkin trifle, brown sugar cream cheese filling with a cinnamon cobbler topping, pumpkin maple filling, vanilla cake, whipped cream, and chocolate decor. I like me some chocolate decor.
Pumpkin maple filling with a brown sugar cream cheese. Are you kidding me? That's the best. That's the best thing you described so far.
That would be another thing, though. I'd be like, yeah. And then I just wouldn't be able to eat very much of it. But it sounds delightful.
Let's go across the way to the boardwalk, because right now your A1C isn't in dangerous territory, but we're going to push it there. That's our goal today. All right. We're going to take you to the Boardwalk Deli, your pumpkin cream cheese muffin. All right. So you're looking for a little bit of, you're looking for a breakfast option.
This is definitely health food. It's a muffin.
Pumpkin muffin with cream cheese filling and an orange cranberry scone with orange glaze.
More health food.
Or you go to the Flying Fish, where it's a chef's holiday special, which I have no doubt. I bet you the Flying Fish's meal is probably one of the best on property.
I would agree with you.
And the Trattoria Al Forno has a sage and thyme oven roasted turkey, corn and sausage stuffing, sour cream mashed potatoes, Stace, do you make your own homemade mashed potatoes? Are you a homemade mashed potatoes girl?
It's my specialty. I don't cook very much, but mashed potatoes are what I get requested for all of our family meals. But I use the Le Cellier cream cheese mashed potato recipe. It tweaked a little tiny bit. Nice. They're really bad for you, but it's like we do it for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and those are the times we do it, and it's amazing. But I do usually make extra and freeze it, and it freezes. It reheats pretty well too.
Nice. How about we go to the Caribbean beach as well too? I'm just going to steal that one on you.
Yeah.
We're going to go to what they have at the Centertown Market is a Caribbean. Do you say Caribbean or Caribbean, Stace?
I do both. We just talked about this on the podcast. On the Facebook page. I do both. And I think I say Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
And I think I say Caribbean beach, but I think I talk about like the Caribbean Sea.
Correct.
I don't know.
We're right. If you don't say that way, you're wrong. No, I'm
exactly.
Just
exactly.
Feel free. You guys do whatever you like to do.
It's you all do you.
You do you. Caribbean holiday spice cake. A Caribbean. I said both ways in the same sentence. What's wrong with me? A Caribbean style spice cake with orange curd and orange scented buttercream. So if this is the picture, that looks really, really good.
I agree. And are you smelling? Are you going to be smelling the scented buttercream? Like
you notice how I'm pulling the iPad a little closer to my face. So, all right.
So we're moving over to the Disney's Contemporary Resort, which California Grill has rotisserie turkey along with the normal Thanksgiving assortment of sides. Chef Mickey's has traditional Thanksgiving style offerings on their buffet. I'm trying to see if there's anything. Oh, they have a sweet potato casserole brulee in their buffet and some cornbread stuffing added to that.
Only on
Thanksgiving, yep. Contempo Cafe has a pumpkin cheesecake with a pumpkin spice caramel maple whipped cream. So I read that as caramel, but I usually say caramel. So obviously I can't be trusted. Steakhouse 71, traditional Thanksgiving dinner with the normal sides. It's funny how some of these restaurants like specifically describe their turkey and then others are just like, it's turkey.
Turkey.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
All right. You're at Coronado Springs. We got a lot more resorts, so stick with us. We're going to find your resort. If you're staying at our resort we haven't mentioned, you're going to hear about it, but we're going to go through quickly. The Dahlia Lounge has got a spiced Manzana Mule, which is Ketel One vodka and cinnamon syrup, apple cider, and ginger beer. And then if you're at Three Bridges, they have a standard Thanksgiving feast, but it's only available on November 24th. But that spiced Manzana Mule is available now through the end of the year on January 2nd. If you want to go to Toledo, they have Toledo Thanksgiving only available essentially on November 24th. If you want to go to Harvest Garden, they've got sweet potato panna cotta, which is a dessert, and they have the same drink there as well, too. If you are staying at Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground, which is fabulous, but I will say, honestly, kind of a pain in the butt if you're not staying there to get to the actual location. You got to take the inner bus. You know, it's a little bit of a voyage you need to take there. PGA Southern Takeout's got the Gobbler Sandwich, house-smoked turkey, cornbread stuffing, and orange cranberry sauce. Stace, you want to take us to the fancy place over here?
We're going to go fancy here. We're going to go to Citrico's at Grand Floridian, available on Thanksgiving. They have a special soup, a butternut squash bisque. They have a roulade, which I don't know how that's really pronounced, of turkey with corn cake stuffing, cranberry gastrique, and sweet potato. And this is interesting. They have a trio of autumn-inspired house-made ice creams. Mm. Have you ever been to Citrico's?
Nope.
I've never been, but that is on my bucket list for sure.
Scott will treat next time I'm down there, though. Don't worry.
Good. We'll make it happen. Yeah, we'll good. Maybe I'll reach out to him for marathon weekend then. Gasparilla Island Grill. They have a holiday turkey sandwich and a pumpkin spice roll, which I think this is what the picture is on the page. That looks really good. It's pumpkin spice and honey sponge rolled with vanilla scented cream cheese icing and topped with powdered sugar. I think that's so funny how they describe it as scented. And I know that's how they do with these things, but it's like, does it just taste like nothing, but it smells good? I don't know. Grand Floridian Cafe, which is one of my favorite restaurants is only on Thanksgiving, but they have a butternut squash bisque as well. They have the normal turkey and assortment of sides. And then they have a traditional pumpkin tart with chantilly cream.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. You're at Old Key West, and at Goods, they have a mini pumpkin, which has got pumpkin mousse, caramel crunch, and chocolate decor. Hey, Disney, enough with the chocolate decor. I'm going to eat it. If it looks like chocolate, I'm going to eat it. Don't tell me it's chocolate decor. Just tell me it's chocolate. I don't need the decor part, right?
This is another super cute one, though.
Right?
It looks just like a little pumpkin.
All right. We got Olivia's got a Thanksgiving feast on Thanksgiving only. Okay. And they've got a taste of the season dessert. It's kind of like the royal sampler, essentially dessert on Thanksgiving as well, too. The Polly at Kona Cafe has got chef's holiday special. Now, here's the thing, though. It says new, but it doesn't describe what Kona's what it really is. So I think they're just going to kind of make up that menu.
That's a placeholder right there.
Right? They got a passion fruit cheesecake. Interesting combination, though, because I don't think of that when I think of Thanksgiving as far as a passion fruit cheesecake. Ginger graham crust, passion fruit boba, guava sauce. I definitely don't think of that as far as Thanksgiving, but I bet you it's really good.
Yeah, it looks good. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have Port Orleans French Quarter at Scat Cats Club Cafe. Available now through November 27th. They have pumpkin spice beignets that everybody goes over there for those beignets. So they're 3 pumpkin spice dusted Mickey beignets. And then Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory has a praline pecan cake, which is just like what it sounds like. It's a pecan cake topped with praline icing, garnished with spiced candied pecans. And then Riverside has also the praline pecan cake. And Boatwrights has Thanksgiving Feast, and they have a Flavors of Fall Pumpkin Cheesecake. Now, this is a really interesting description. It's a pumpkin cheesecake with a sour cream bourbon topping, spiced cherry coulis, meringue, pumpkin bread croutons, and salty chocolate decor. And I'm kind of guessing that this chocolate decor is like the little swirly whirly things that they have on top of. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, they all look kind of the same when they mention the decor.
They didn't know we were coming. They didn't know they had to dial it up with decor. They
could have said it,
right? It's chocolate. If you're at the Riviera, they got a pumpkin mousse available through November 27th. And that's Le Petit Cafe. And at Bar Riva and Primo Piatto, they have a Thanksgiving meal on Thanksgiving Day. At Topolino's, available now through the 27th, they have a Thanksgiving feast, and they have a caramel chocolate mousse with hazelnut cheesecake. If you want to take a quick walk over to Saratoga, the Artist Palace got a mini pumpkin and a fall whoopie pie. Yes. Yeah. When was the last time you had a good whoopie pie, Stacey?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever even had one.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Look at the picture. You've not had anything like that
in your life before? The closest that I can think of that I've had is the carrot cake cookie that they have, but I'm not like a huge cake person. So stuff like that I don't usually gravitate towards pastries and things like that, but.
Okay.
Looks interesting.
How about something not Thanksgiving-ish, but new? The Backstretch Pool Bar, available now through the 30th. They have a cherry blossom swirl.
That's very odd. This is their Thanksgiving.
Right?
But it's only for this month.
It's a cherry flavored Dole Whip.
I would be into that for sure.
What do you think?
They should probably bring that back for like the spring, because that seems very spring-like. It looks just like a cherry blossom swirl Dole Whip. It looks good. I'd try it.
The Turf Club, which is on the back end of Saratoga overlooking the Village Lake and Disney Springs, has a Thanksgiving dinner on the 24th and a taste of the season. Again, it's one of the combination taste of everything type desserts.
And we're getting to the end, everybody. So we have the Wilderness Lodge. Okay, so cute. Please look this up. It's at the Roaring Fork. It's a pumpkin mousse cake. It's a chocolate dip spice cake with milk chocolate pumpkin mousse, but they have dark chocolate antlers on it, and it like little fall leaves, and it's just really cute. And then Whispering Canyon Cafe has a holiday menu, which includes a choice of 3 skillets, but they add extra stuff in there. There's like holiday cornbread stuffing, sauteed green beans, and things like that. So they kind of have the traditional skillets, but then they just add a little extra to it. You want to take the yacht club?
Take us home.
All right. So Yacht Club has at Ale and Compass, which is another one of my favorite places. They have the traditional roast turkey. And then I love this title of this cheesecake. It's called the All-Encompassing Cheesecake. It's pumpkin cheesecake with cranberry, cherry compote center, cranberry pearls, spiced whipped cream, a ginger snap cookie crumble, and a white chocolate curl. That does sound very all-encompassing. The market at Ale and Compass, that's their quick service, has Thanksgiving sandwich. They have also the pre-order for the Thanksgiving meal that's available on Thanksgiving only. So note that. They also have the pumpkin trifle and the pumpkin cheesecake muffin. So cream cheese muffin. So it sounds like it's pretty much the same stuff that they had at Beach Club. And then Yachtsman has, again, the chef's holiday special, new. We don't know what that means, but it's probably pretty good. And then they have the Yachtsman Harvest, which is spiced cheesecake, dulce chocolate, and ginger apples with a cinnamon pecan crumble, apple panna cotta, and a bourbon caramel sauce. So, now, and then there's one more thing available at the various lounges across the resort. There's a special drink, the pumpkin spice martini, Stoli vanilla vodka, rum chata cream, and pumpkin spice with a graham cracker crumb rim.
Okay, so if everything that we described here today, I would say percentages, like 75% of these were only available on Thanksgiving Day. There was a few that was available all month long.
Like the desserts and stuff. A lot of the desserts are available.
Correct. The traditional dinners are only there for Thanksgiving Day. Before we go, Stacey, name me one food item on your Thanksgiving plate that is your go-to, your favorite.
The mashed potatoes.
Your 100%. Mashed potatoes.
Yes. Yukon Gold, cream cheese, butter, milk.
That a girl.
There you go.
I was a green bean casserole person until I tried Cassandra Callahan's squash casserole.
Oh, and that sounds good.
The only problem is she don't live near me. So right.
Doesn't ship well.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not good. But she did send me the recipe. So anyways, that was it. Honestly, if you're on vacation, you're wondering we did a little bit of research for you. So go and find these locations, have yourself a really nice Thanksgiving dinner.
Absolutely.
Take pictures and send us pictures back. We want to see what this food looks like.
We want to see what your food, just even if you're not at Disney World, you're sitting down with your Thanksgiving dinner with your family, send us pictures of your food, post them on Epcot. We'd love to see what everybody goes to.
We aren't a traditional Disney Facebook group. This is a unique group. We guarantee you there's going to be many, many, many Thanksgiving pictures. So if you're a foodie, join us. Just sit back and unbutton your belt a little bit so you don't get those extra pounds and you're uncomfortable, and just enjoy the pictures. So.
Yeah, I know I'm super hungry right now. I'm hoping that my husband's like, let's order pizza. That would make me very happy.
There you go. All right, everybody. We hope you have a nice vacation. We hope we made you hungry. And we want to thank you for listening. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Hello, welcome to the Dub D Dub Review. I realize I almost sing the word hello, Stacey. Try not.
You are very well known for your hello. Believe me, you very much are well known for that hello.
As I was singing, I was like, this sounds like a song.
Hello. It's like your catchphrase.
All right, hang on. Let me start it again.